Brad Davis, ladies and gentlemen, has our special guest of the morning, Hartford Mayor Luke Ronan. Morning, Mayor. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
He's right here live.
There he is.
He's right
live
here.
Live and in color, right in the studio.
Wow. Well, it's great to have you here. I know Dan and the two of us really, I cannot believe. And let me just say this to you. When I saw the Hartford Current the other day and I read it, I could not believe what had happened and how it happened. And it was a tremendous front page story, the whole bit. And when you took over, that's when all the things started to change on the right foot, and we started to come out of this thing. I was shocked. I was shocked.
Yeah, look, you know, as I said in that story, that's an example of the kind of stuff we started to find when we got under the hood, you know, that there was just a lack of systems for tracking things, for collecting things. So, you know, I'll give you one example. You know, we have to, under state law, we've got to help with the relocation of any family that's displaced by fire, and we've got a lot of fires in Hartford for a lot of reasons. So that was a significant cost to the city. But we should be trying to collect that money from property owners and from insurance companies. For years, the city didn't really do it. So, you know, the year before I got in, the city collected $8,000. That's it. We built a system to actually track it and collect it. And last year, we collected $350,000. And that's just one example. But there are so many examples like that where the systems just weren't in place. And that's why, you know, a lot of the work we had to do, it's not the work that you see out there. Yeah. It's sort of the behind the scenes, just trying to do stuff the right way and build the systems.
And Mayor, I'm constantly, whether it's Governor, President, Senate, Mayor, First Selectman, Representative Town Meeting. It's amazing when you talk to folks who run for public office and they think you think on the surface, you know, with whatever information you can, you think you know what's going on. And then you get in there and you're like a surgeon and you cut the patient open and you go, or it's like my dentist, he looks at my mouth and goes, okay, this is a little more complicated than we thought. I mean, you probably had a few of those moments.
We had lots of those moments. I mean, we had those moments on the baseball park. We had those moments on the budget. We had, you know, those moments on just the basic systems of government. But, you know, that story looked back, that audit looked back a couple of decades.
That's 20 years.
Revenue items. The truth is they should have just been written off long ago as uncollectible, right? But the real issue was that prior to 2016, there just weren't the systems in place to track it. And again, that's what we built. And we're always looking for ways that we can do better. You know, any organization, you've got to constantly be looking for where you're falling short, where you can do better. And that was a lot of the message of my State of the City. You know, we've come a long, long way, but we got a lot of work still to do.
On a scale of 1 to 10, let's do this. On a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being, you know, pack up and leave, Hartford's done. 10 being, this is utopia. It's the yellow brick road. Where are the city's finances right now?
Our finances right now are stable, but the progress is fragile because the reasons that we had fiscal crisis in the first place were deep. I mean, we've talked about this many times. Uh-huh. You've got a city that has half of its property non-taxable. You know, that's built on the tax base of a suburb. You have, you know, less taxable property in Hartford than you do in West Hartford by far.
It's amazing,
right? And that's part of the deeper problem. But what we can do right now, which the city hasn't been able to do for decades, mm-hmm. is look ahead. You know, not just next year, but over the next 5 years, and honestly lay out a path and a plan, you know, for the residents of Hartford, for our businesses, for the state as a whole, to see this is how we're going to get from here to there. But, you know, I want to be very clear, you know, our budget's still tight and tough. Our cup doesn't runneth over. You know, our taxes are still way too damn high. Yeah. And so this is a long-term project of taking advantage of this moment of stability that we all work together to create and now focus on growth. And that's why we're working so hard to get economic development, to get investment, to get new properties built, old properties fixed up, and to get companies coming in. You know, whether it's small startups that are coming in to this really quickly growing innovation ecosystem or whether it's getting, you know, companies like Infosys to come in and bring 1,000 jobs. You know, that's the stuff we've got to do with every ounce of energy we've got while we have this moment of stability.
Well, again, too, and I'm in Hartford many, many times, and again, there are so many young people coming to Hartford. I remember doing my broadcast from the great big bank building. I'll never forget it. And then all of a sudden, it's been sold and was sold and so forth. And I said to myself, I said, oh, my God, how long is this going to take? How long? All of a sudden, people are coming in. And this is all part, I believe, of what you were doing and wanted to do, and I think the word is out there. There's no question.
Well, you know, look, it's true all around the country. Young people are looking for those vibrant, active urban spaces. Yeah. It's just true everywhere. And anywhere you look in the country that's beating Connecticut for economic growth, that's where the growth is happening. And, you know, I wish Hartford and Connecticut in general had kind of recognized that trend 20 years ago, because we'd be in a totally different place. But right now, you know, we're moving fast to make sure that Hartford is that, you know, strong, vibrant center that can be the engine of economic growth.
It's showing up on so many of these lists. You go to any of the cable channels or in Forbes or Crane's New York Business, you know, a couple of months ago when all these forecast sites, CNBC, you know, the top 10 or 15 metro areas for job growth, and I saw Hartford on every list.
Yeah, I think that people really are starting to notice. And, you know, we've talked about this too, but the other thing is, you know, we in Connecticut and in this area, we got to get out of our own way. We got to have pride in our city and in our region and
Thank
our state.
You.
I mean, when people come to Hartford from outside of Hartford, from other places in the country, every single time I talk with them, they say, wow, this is a beautiful city. You know, you've got this historic architecture. You've got these beautiful parks.
Yeah.
You know, they're always impressed. They go to the museum or they go to the theater.
Or the Bushnell.
Bushnell. Yeah. There's so much. You know, we've got the arts and the culture and now the sports of a city that's much bigger than us. But it's a city where you can be part of the fabric of the town and feel part of it and shape it.
It's a small, big city,
exactly.
Which is good.
And those are the kinds of cities around the country that people are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, I think one of our big opportunities is that people are getting priced out of New York and Boston every single day. Who can afford to live there? And who wants to sit in traffic for an hour if you live outside the city?
Let's see. My son and his two buddies live on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. He works in a theater near Columbus Avenue and 100. So right near Columbia up there, he's paying. Brian, I hope you're not listening this morning. him and his two buddies, for about 850 square feet, they're paying $4,000 a month.
It's insane. It's insane, right? And think about what you could get for that here.
Andy's eating all that $30 Manhattan sushi.
You couldn't find a place where, you know, an apartment where you could spend that much in Hartford. But again, I think that's our opportunity, because we don't have to compete against New York and Boston. Yeah. We've just got to compete against those small, mid-sized cities that have been doing this work for longer than us, but we're catching up quick, and we got to keep the work moving. And again, it's fragile. We've got to protect it. We've got to defend the progress we've made, and then we got to keep pushing forward, you know, as quick as we can.
Big couple of days. Big Brad and I were talking about this before. Big few weeks coming up in sports in Hartford. You got the NCAAs next weekend of the Excel Center. So that's 4 or 5 days of great stuff. You got the Argos starting up pretty soon.
Yep.
And I see you're Natalie attired in your Hartford Athletic Soccer scarf.
Scarf. I didn't want you to be the only one wearing one, you know.
And Brad's got one, too. Hey, I got mine for free. I'm a radio guy. Don't pay me. I see the work when I drive home. I see the work on Dillon Stadium is progressing. How's that coming so far?
You know, I think it's really exciting. I mean, let me just start with the NCAA tournament. I mean,
next week.
That's a big deal for the city.
Huge.
That puts Hartford and Connecticut on national TV in the big time.
Millions of dollars.
What's really important is that a lot of people have been doing a lot of work to make sure that goes well. We're going to have a beer garden on Pratt Street. It's going to be closed down. And, you know, go down to all of our local breweries. We'll be there. You know, come check it out. There are going to be other places that have sort of lounge spaces opened up around downtown if you're not in the in the Excel Center for the games. But come down and check it out, because it's going to be, I think, a really great few days for Hartford. And then, as you said, Yargo's coming. And at Hartford Athletic and Dillon, I think, is a great thing for our whole region and for the state. This is the first time we have a professional soccer team here, and I think there's as much demand for soccer as there was for baseball.
I'll tell you, Mayor, I think those games are going to sell out. I really do. I think with the soccer, you know, with the multi-ethnicity of the soccer fan now, with the success of MLS, and I think those games are all going to bang
out.
And
just how many young people are playing soccer,
you
know? And I think to have the chance to restore a historic community asset like Dillon Stadium, which just has so much history and fell into a really sad state of disrepair, to bring that back, you know, to make it available as a community asset to sports, community sports leagues, but to also have professional soccer there, I just think it's a real infusion of energy into a whole different part of the city where you've seen, you know, the old Colt Armory, that whole Colt complex, come back to life, you know, both commercial and residential, where, you know, we got a federal grant to help make some improvements in Colt Park. So you're having so much stuff happen right there. And that's the kind of work we're trying to do. Just step by step, keep pushing forward, keep making sure that, you know, we're seeing economic development throughout the city and getting that energy and activity that really changes the way the city feels feels to others and feels about itself.
You know, I had the chance to see your talk with the folks at the head spot, and it was just so different than it was 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. I mean, it just had. You just had the future. You were talking future, just like you're talking it now, and that's the winning ball game.
Look, you've always got to be looking forward and figuring out what else we can do, what else we got to do. And you know, the other night I talked about the progress that we've made, and I also talked about some of the big challenges we've still got to face, and there are lots of them. You know, and we can't just look back and say, oh, look, we work together and we're in a different place now. We got to be focused on those big problems. You know, we talked about youth homelessness, talked about chronic absenteeism. Those are big challenges that we need to face with the same sense of urgency and the same, you know, sense of partnership that we brought to tackling the fiscal crisis and other things. But we also have to, again, as I said before, we have to set our ambitions high for this city. You know, this is a great city.
Why not?
And we have to look forward and say we can compete with any smaller mid-sized city in the country. Because, you know, if you look at this region as a whole, we have a tremendous amount of talent. We have a tremendous concentration of world-class companies, world-class educational institutions, you know, beautiful communities, you know, physically beautiful towns, and this strong city at the heart of it. And to me, it's about laying a path that puts Connecticut and puts Hartford, you know, back on the map in a big way.
Mayor, we're running short on time. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck. Congratulations on the state of the city the other day, like you said, onward and upward. We're going to try to get you and Brad on the field at Dillon Stadium. You could be the celebrity player. Brad will play goal and see if you can kick one by him.
I doubt it. Nothing gets by Brad.
All right. Mayor, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.